From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Normally on Jazz Progressions, we explore various aspects of modern jazz during the course of an hour. Everything from the avant-garde and free improvisation to jazz rock fusion and beyond. Occasionally, though, I like to focus on a particular aspect of modern jazz for an entire program, and today will be one such occasion. When I began putting this show together, I was in a 70s jazz rock fusion mood and decided to stick with that vibe for the entire show. We'll be listening to material released between 1975 and 1978. So if you're a classic fusion fan, you'll enjoy the next hour. Crank it up. And we'll begin with music from a band that is seldom thought of as a fusion band, mainly because they would ultimately achieve success as a mainstream pop rock act. I'm referring to Journey. Long before Steve Perry joined Journey, however, they were very much a progressive rock and fusion unit. We'll go back to their debut LP from 1975, self-titled Journey. At the time, their lead singer and keyboardist was Greg Rolie, longtime keyboardist and singer in Santana's band, along with Neil Sean on guitar, Ross Valerie on bass, and Ainsley Dunbar on drums. We'll hear one of the instrumentals from this self-titled debut album, Kohoutek.
Thank you.
We began that set with Journey and the instrumental Kohutek from their self-titled debut album from 1975. You can also find it as part of a 3-CD set, Journey Original Album Classics, part of the Original Album Classics series of box sets from Columbia Records, which is part of the Sony Music Empire these days. Each box set focusing on a particular artist or group who recorded extensively for Columbia at some point. This album containing 3 full-length Journey LPs, the self-titled debut, Look Into the Future, and Next. We followed that with Chick Corea and Return to Forever, and a track from the final album to feature this particular lineup of RTF. Chick Corea on piano and keyboards, Al DiMeola guitar, Stanley Clark bass, and Lenny White on drums. From their 1976 Columbia release, The Romantic Warrior, an album steeped in medieval mythology and mysticism, we heard the opening track, The Medieval Overture. And speaking of Al DiMeola, we heard a track from his debut album as a leader, also on Columbia, and also from 1976. The album Land of the Midnight Sun, Al featured on acoustic and electric 6 and 12 string guitars, Mingo Lewis, keyboards and percussion, Anthony Jackson, bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. We heard the opening track, a track possibly inspired by his work on The Romantic Warrior. It was called The Wizard. It, too, is part of an Original Album Classics box set. In this case, there are 5 full-length Al DiMeola Columbia albums included. Land of the Midnight Sun, Elegant Gypsy, Casino, Splendido Hotel, and Electric Rendezvous. In this set, we'll listen to some fusion tracks from the year 1977. And we'll begin with a quartet from Spain called Iceberg, and a track from their album Sentiments, with J. Sunier, guitar, J. Mas, keyboards, J in both cases, the letter J, period, Primitivo Sancho, bass, and Jordi Colomer on drums. We'll listen to El Bal de las Fuyes. We began that set of 1977 fusion tracks with the Spanish quartet Iceberg. From the album Sentiments, we heard El Bal de las Fuyes. Another fusion band from Spain following that, Gotik, and a track from their album Escenes, with Josep Cubero guitar, Jordi Villaprino keyboards, Jep Nuis flute, Rafael Escote bass, and Jordi Martí on drums. We heard Imprompt. And lastly, going back to the States, for a fusion band hailing from the Dallas, Texas area called Aurora, and their self-titled release, Aurora. Most of the tracks on this release were recorded for broadcast on the iconic Dallas album rocker KZEW, KZEW-FM. Aurora was Skip Sorrell guitar, Mark Minikos violin, John Sharp keyboards, Roy Vogt bass, and Martin McCall on drums. That track incorporating some European folk music influence, it was called Polyfolk Dance. We are listening to classic 70s jazz rock fusion on this edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view program playlists and also listen to streaming audio of this and previous editions of the show. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for program number 1805. We'll listen to some of the funkier side of fusion to wrap up the hour, and we'll begin with an artist who most people don't think of as a jazz artist, yet he was. I'm speaking of Prince, as in Prince Rogers Nelson. In 1977, when he was just 19 years old, he, along with bassist Andre Simon and drummer Bobby Z, recorded some purely instrumental improvisations in a rehearsal space at the office of Prince's manager at the time, Owen Husney. These tapes were never officially released, but they have been circulating in bootleg circles for decades, and they've become increasingly sought after Prince's passing in 2016. Prince featured on various keyboards and guitar on these sessions. There are no titles for these tracks. We'll listen to Instrumental Number 4. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We began that set with Prince, featured on keyboards and guitar. Instrumental number 4, with Andre Simon and Bobby Z, respectively, rounding out the trio. From the Loring Park Sessions, so named because these improvisations were recorded at a studio in the Loring Park neighborhood of Minneapolis at some point in 1977. Again, these tapes never officially released, but you can find the complete Loring Park Sessions as an MP3 album on the internet at various locations. A rare look at an aspect of Prince's musical career that I'm afraid will always be overshadowed by his more successful rock, pop, and R&B recordings. Again, the Loring Park Sessions from Prince. And lastly, classic sounds from Weather Report, the band co-founded in 1971 by keyboardist Joe Zawinul and saxophonist Wayne Shorter, and they continued making music until they finally disbanded in 1985. Undergoing various lineup and personnel changes throughout the years, we went back to 1978 for their Columbia album, Mr. Gone. And this track featured a trio, Joe Zawinul on various keyboards, Wayne Shorter on soprano sax, and Jaco Pastorius on bass, drums, and voice. We heard River People. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I hope you enjoyed this look at classic 70s fusion and jazz funk. I'd love to know what you think of these particular shows where I feature specific aspects of modern jazz. Would you like to hear more of them or less of them? Let me know by sending email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And again, please visit our website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I'm Jake Longwell. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.